Joined out by Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. Good morning, Derek. How you doing, man?
Greg and Joe, what's happening?
Not much. Bye week. I imagine the beach. You know, go a little deep sea fishing. Just hanging out.
Hey, I tell you, I had to get back in the saddle and make sure, man, that we address some issues and then moved on. So this football team, did not want to start this season 0-2, and that's where we are. And a lot of it has to do with, who we are and what we've been. And now, making that transition and making that move, these guys had to see it on tape. I had to state the facts. We had to own, the mistakes. As a program, we had to own the mistakes and get it fixed. And I thought, last week, the bye came at the right time. We needed to reflect, tighten down on some things, make sure that we cleaned up, some things offensively and defensively, and then really start to get some guys back. And we're not all the way back. We've had some key losses. Backup roles this season and losing Jamari Wakefield, Amir Rahman and Colin Anderson for the season. But everybody's dealing with something. I do know that these guys are focused, and they understand who's coming to town. I think they're going to play well. But it's a tall task, but it's all about, playing ball in the SEC. So let's get that action.
I'm curious, what does Derek Mason do on a Saturday in a bye week?
I sat around with my wife and really just enjoyed her company. It's good to sit back and take in time, like with her, because she spends a lot of time, watching and seeing and looking at what's going on, and so we can have real conversations. So hey, we sat around, we watched a little bit of college football, and we had dinner with some friends and just really just tried to detox for a minute and just reset. So the reset was good. I thought it was a good, 36-hour, a vacay or staycay. And now what we got to do is move forward. And this team is ready. This staff is ready. We got a good team in LSU coming in this weekend, so let's get it.
Yeah, and you mentioned LSU. Certainly, the athleticism, as always, and now with Burrows at quarterback, there's obviously the offense is there seemingly as well. But more of what about your football team? First off, editorial comment: I don't think any team in the country is opening up a schedule with three Power Fives, two of them with national championship aspirations, and the third one maybe one of the best offenses in the Big Ten. So, I first off, that schedule to start the season, no one is doing that except you. And I know you don't make excuses, but it's a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact, but I talked to our guys about it early and you got to embrace it and grow through it. We didn't want to go into the Georgia game, short offensive lineman, because it's hard, but that's what you're faced with. I think what this team's had to do is deal with the facts. The facts are, it's a challenging schedule. It's the idea, that you got to show up, you got to play 60 minutes of good ball, and then after that, you got to reflect and own everything that you do. And so, learning a lot in those first two games about who we are and about where we need to go. The bye week was needed, so this group now truly understands, what's in front of them. A lot of football left. It starts with LSU. It's almost like a new season. Those games count against you, but it's almost like a new season for us. And so what we got to do is, come out the gates hot. And, it's a tough challenge. But let me tell you something. This group's got a lot of fight. We're leaning on exactly who we are, with the idea of being relentless, tough, and intelligent. And we can't beat ourselves. And let me tell you, if LSU can beat you, with just what they have. So if you beat yourself, you can make this game an ugly game. And these guys want to play their best ball on Saturday. So let's go.
That's a great point. The LSU's beaten three teams: Georgia State, Texas, and Northwestern State. They're all completely different football teams in their approach to the game. When you're scouting LSU, which game tape do you pay more attention to? That Texas game?
Oh yeah, it's definitely the Texas game. It's the Texas game, man. But I think there's things to be learned. Northwestern State did a pretty good job, early. And what happened in that ball game, whether LSU was flat or not, I think, you looked at that ball game and, defensively, I thought they continued to give him the same looks, and you give Joey Burrow's, you know, I mean, the same looks all day long, man. Good luck. I mean, he knows how to attack you, and he's got the weapons to attack you. And defensively, they're playing, you know, complementary football right now, because when you look at what they do on special teams and what they do on defense, you know, they can run away with games real fast. So, you know, I mean, I looked at that ball game for what it was. The Georgia State game, I mean, or Georgia Southern game was a good game, you know, I mean, to watch. I thought there were some things there that Georgia Southern, you know, I mean, did schematically that had, you know, I mean, validity to it. But it's like anything else. Still got to tackle in this game. You still got to, you know, get off the field on third down, and you got to score when you have opportunities. And when you don't do that versus a good LSU team, games get lopsided.
Dude, that quarterback for LSU, he's pretty good, Coach. Yeah. I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
Write that down, Derek.
I've known Joe Burrow for a long time. I saw him as a young fella when I was at Ohio coaching with his dad, Jimmy. You know, Jimmy and Robin, you know, did a great job, you know, man, allowing him to grow, be competitive. I mean, he was a tremendous athlete, you know, as a young guy. You know, man, we recruited him. We were actually his first SEC offer, and just watching him play over the years, man, he's gotten better and better. But you know, here's what you know. You know, he's got an alpha male mentality in terms of playing the game. He's a leader. He knows where to go with the football, and now, I mean, he's playing some of the, you know, the best ball of his career, and you know, that's what we're going to face on Saturday. So I get a chance to see, you know, the grown version of Joe Burrow, and as I see, he's pretty darn good.
Well, and Ryland Leon, just look at the numbers from the Purdue game. Completed 68% of the passes, 378 yards, couple touchdowns, and obviously the offense put up good numbers. I mean, 491, 23 first downs. Obviously, getting off the field defensively, but I thought the offense was pretty solid.
Yeah, we were solid, but we missed some opportunities too. And when you go back and you have 13 penalties in a ball game, you know, I mean, two of which nullify interceptions. You have a series where you know, I mean, an offensive lineman has, you know, I mean, an offsides, a holding, and a penalty, and a personal foul, two penalties on one play as we're going in, you know, like for a score. These things are things that you can't do versus good football teams. Again, man, you can't beat yourself. This is a game, man, that where you know, man, for us, you know, man, the margin for error is slim. We got to be on our best ball. I think offensively, you know, man, we found some things. Special teams, man, we had a chance in the bye week to fine tune some things. And defensively, man, we really addressed some issues. You know, some chemistry issues in terms of how we play and what we do, and guys trying to do too much. We just got to do our jobs, and that's the overall consensus of where we're at now. Just do our job and let's play football. This team hasn't lacked for effort. Okay, it's been focus and discipline, and those have to be the ingredients on Saturday, man, to give us a chance in this ball game.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. Hey, always thanks for joining us. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's anchor down.